following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As someone who dislikes sharing their thoughts and always saying, I don't know, this podcast is meant to showcase my opinions and my top 10 lists. Join me, DJ Opinion, as I talk about a new list every episode, ranging from my top 10 favorite songs to my top 10 fears. Episode 2 of POV My Top 10. This week's episode is going to be about my top 10 travel destinations that I want to go to in the future. My biggest dream is to travel the world, experience the many different cultures, looking at the landscapes around the world, and eating foods around the world. Although I'm super picky and I hate eating foods outside of my comfort zone, but maybe in the future my palate will change and I'll be able to try the new foods all around the world. So let's get on with this week's episode and see the many different places that I want to visit in the future. Number 10 on my list is Vietnam. I went to Vietnam once with my family to visit my mom's hometown where she was born and where she grew up. My mom was from Saigon, or Ho Chi Minh City now. And I want to visit the central part and the northern part of Vietnam. Because when I went with my family, we went to the southern part of Vietnam. So I want to visit places like Ha Long Bay and take a boat tour and go island hopping. Being in Vietnam, I really miss the fresh sugarcane juice and the different fresh tropical fruits. I also really like the beaches there in Vietnam. Another place that I want to visit is Hoi An. We went there for about a few hours for dinner time, but I don't think it was enough for me. I'd like to go back and spend another day there. I'd want to get some clothes tailored or my own dress tailored there. They also have some local specialties that I really liked. I think it's called Mei Quang. It's a type of noodle dish that was really good. And I'd want to go back and try it again. Number 9 on my list is Thailand. I want to visit Thailand and try the many different types of Thai food that they have. I also want to go to the beaches because I hear that they have very beautiful beaches, some that are overrun by tourists, but that there are also many others that are quiet and secluded. I also want to visit the different islands that they have in Thailand and shop at the night markets. I know that Thailand has many different vendors at their night markets and it looks very fun. I also want to try the street food that they have in Thailand, and another thing that looked really interesting to me while researching was about the floating markets. The floating markets essentially were canals crammed with little boats with vendors selling foods, many different types of tropical fruits, snacks, and different souvenirs. And I thought it would be really interesting to check out if I ever visited Thailand. Number 8 on my list is England. And in England, I would definitely like to visit London, seeing how different the city life there is compared to America. I'd also want to visit the Lake District. I heard that the Lake District is very beautiful there. The scenery there, surrounded by hills and mountain, is definitely something I will visit if I ever go to England someday. One thing I want to do if I ever visit England is to have an afternoon tea day. Definitely, I want to enjoy the scenery around me with tea served, with sandwiches and selections of cakes, you know, different scones and pastries. Not only would I enjoy the city life of England, I think I'd also want to visit the countryside of England, getting to see the little villages, the scenery there in the countryside and relaxing out there, seeing the historical places like the Stonehenges in England. I'd also want to just, you know, relax out in the countryside, get away from the city. Number 7 on my list is Italy. Something that I want to do in Italy is definitely visit the many different cities like the Vatican City, Florence, Rome. At Rome, I definitely want to go to the Colosseum and visit the ruins and seeing the architecture there. Something that I would do in Florence is definitely walk around and just admire the city and what it's like there. Another city that I'd like to visit is Verona. Many people would probably visit because that's where Shakespeare set Romeo and Juliet in. But I heard that it's very beautiful there. And also, it's less touristy than some other Italian cities. Another thing that I really want to do is definitely ride a gondola in Venice, because that seems so fun. Lastly, I would love to go to Italy for their food there. I know that they have amazing food, and my favorite Italian dessert is gelato. So if I ever do go to Italy, I definitely want to eat lots and lots of gelato. Number 6 on my list is France. And like many other people, I definitely want to go to Paris and see the Eiffel Tower. Maybe as a honeymoon or something in the future. I'd also maybe would want to try escargot. I'm super picky, so I don't know how it would go, but we'll see. Another place that I'd like to visit is the Palace of Versailles, where many parts of history took place. And I'd like to see how the beauty of the palace is, hollow mirrors, and the garden. I've seen some pictures from my history class and it looks very beautiful. I'd also spend a lot of time in some French cafe or bakery just eating pastries because I love French pastries. I'd also like to visit the countryside of Paris because although the cities of Paris are beautiful, I think the countryside would be a nice getaway to have some peace and quiet and some time to myself away from the city. Number 5 on my list is Greece. I definitely love to visit Greece for many different reasons, mostly for the beautiful weather, the beaches, and the clear waters. Another reason that I would like to visit Greece is to try some of their foods and desserts. I'd also want to visit Athens. That's on the top of my list of cities in Greece to visit. I had a major obsession with Greek mythology when I was younger, and I used to read all the Percy Jackson series and immerse myself into the world, learn about Greek mythology, and I'd want to see the ruins there of Athens and also maybe see Mount Olympus. I think that would definitely heal my inner childhood of Greek mythology. I'd also want to visit Santorini and Mykonos to see the beautiful white buildings that many people would relate Greece with. Number 4 on my list is to visit China. As well as many other people, I definitely would like to also see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the Imperial Palace. Something else I'd like to do is visit the Chinese night markets and go shopping, eating the street food, and just experiencing what the nightlife is like there. I'd want to visit the different cities like Shanghai, Beijing, and Guangzhou. Another thing that I would do is definitely a lot of shopping. Clothes there are a bit smaller in size, so I might be able to fit more clothing there, and it's also cheaper. I'd also want to eat more authentic Chinese foods there. Compared to America, it's going to be different. Some cuisines will have more spicy dishes, and I'm not good with spice, so we'll see how it goes if I ever visit China. And I also want to see the giant pandas there. They're so cute. I'm going to relearn some of my Mandarin because right now I don't really know that much, and it'll be hard to communicate if I don't know my Mandarin in China. Number three on my list is visiting the Maldives. I definitely want to spend a lot of time at the beaches, going swimming, going snorkeling, seeing all the ocean life there, going paddleboarding, sightseeing. I'd also want to live in those over-the-water villas or bungalows and just living by the water and relaxing. You could watch the sunset from your villas. And I think it's definitely very romantic, somewhere as a getaway place to relax. I'd also want to learn more about the culture there and try some of the foods there. It seems like a very nice place to just relax and enjoy your time there. Number two on my list is visiting Korea. I'd want to visit places like Seoul Tower or Jeju Island. I'd definitely spend a lot of time downtown in Myeongdong shopping. I was in Korea for about 14 hours when I had a layover for my flight to Vietnam. And we spent about an hour there shopping in Myeongdong as part of a tour. I'd also want to visit the karaoke bars there in Korea. They seem very fun. I definitely think this is a place that I would love to visit with my friends. I'd want to experience the Korean nightlife and having to walk around the city, just admiring everything that goes on there in the city. Definitely, I want to shop for K-beauty and the Korean skincare lines there. I'd definitely eat a lot of Korean food and Korean barbecue. And I want to experience a Korean bathhouse. It seems very relaxing. You shower and then you head into one of the tubs that range from like warm to hot. You stay in there. You can also go into the sauna rooms. And if you want, you can also get scrubbed down and exfoliated. I really want to do that, because I know I probably have a lot of dead skin on myself that would seem very fun to just rub off with the scrubbing mitt. I definitely hope that I can visit Korea someday in the future, whether it's on my own or with a group of friends. Last but not least on my list of places that I want to visit is Japan. I want to visit Japan for many different reasons. One reason is going during the springtime to see the cherry blossoms bloom in the spring. I'd also want to visit the Nara Deer Park and feeding the deer there. If you raise the cookies above their heads, they'll bow down to you sometimes before eating the cookie, and I think that's just super cute. I'd also want to experience the Japanese tea ceremony. It seems very traditional. You get to see how it's prepared and you get to drink the green tea. Another thing I'd like to do is to visit a summer festival or attend one of the summer festivals. You get to play games, walk around, eat food, and maybe even watch a fireworks show at the end. I'd also want to visit an onsen or a hot spring. That's been on my list since forever, because it seems so relaxing just being able to just let go and just sit in the hot springs. I'd also want to go to the shrine and get my fortune told. It just seems very interesting, and who wouldn't want to get their fortune told to them? Lastly, I'd spend a lot of my time and money at Akihabara. As an anime fan, I'd buy a lot of manga, video games, figurines, and all the sorts alike. And that ends my episode about my top 10 travel destinations that I want to go to. Thank you for listening along, and join me next week as I talk about my top 10 fears.